The final section we will be looking at is the summary and diagnosis. Under this particular section, you have the client's strengths, and these strengths are to assist in achieving treatment goals. Note that this section is completed the same way as the full assessment. So here you see screenshots, page 12 of the child adolescent reassessment and page 13 screenshot of the adult reassessment. For Sarah, we note that she has made some progress and reached her previous angry outburst, which has been reduced to 3 times a week. She's been able to utilize drawing as a coping mechanism, and when she becomes easily frustrated and is sometimes able to verbalize her thoughts and feelings. She's intelligent and has good abstract thinking skills, which provides this writer with a wider range of therapeutic interventions that can be utilized. The client does have a large support system, including immediate and extended family. As for James, the client remains cooperative and motivated for treatment, and he consistently attends therapy sessions and recently obtained employment. So as with the full assessment, each of the client's strengths are elaborated upon and directly linked to each of their mental health.